What I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the regional sustainability plan that we're currently working on as part of the statewide Cleaner Greener Communities program, and then talk a little bit about how we're thinking about this concept of net zero here for the Central New York region. I work for the Central New York Regional Planning and Development Board. We're a public agency that works in the five counties of Central New York, Cayuga, Cortland, Madison, Onondaga, and Oswego counties. So for those of you who are not familiar, the Cleaner Greener Communities program was an important component of Governor Cuomo's platform as a candidate, was announced in 2011. And I think we should be quite pleased and proud as New Yorkers, not only for the tremendous work that NYSERDA and the Public Service Commission is doing on an everyday basis to promote efficiency, but the fact that through this program, we'll be the first state in the country to have regional sustainability plans covering the entire state, all 10 regions defined by the Economic Development Council territories across the state. So that's quite an accomplishment. I think that's really going to help us move forward here at the regional level, which I think is an important scale to work at. Translate some of the higher level policy initiatives that have been discussed into our local communities, and I'm quite excited about that. The program itself is divided into two phases. We're in phase one now, which is the planning phase of the program. Our regions received up to $1 million to complete these plans. We've been hard at work over the last 8 months or so and are wrapping up the plan now. The plans are required to have a baseline assessment of where the region is today. That includes regional greenhouse gas inventory, which is quite an innovative piece of work. Not many of those types of inventories have been done previously, so we're happy to be able to participate in that, as well as other baseline work in all of the different components of the plan, which is comprehensive. We are setting aggressive goals and targets. We just heard about New York City's 30% reduction goal. We've set a 40% reduction goal by 2030, so we're a little bit ahead of the curve. It's going to be quite a challenge, as I'm sure you can imagine. And then, of course, the implementation strategy, which is the most important part of the plan. How are we going to actually make some of these interesting concepts happen here in the region? Phase two will open in 2013, in a few months. It will provide up to $90 million divided over the next several years for implementation of initiatives identified in the plan. As I said, the plan is comprehensive. We were able to look at a variety of different components of sustainability. What we tried to do in terms of net zero was look at how can we bring all these different aspects of sustainability together in one location, beyond just a single building, to include perhaps a neighborhood or a district. We were the lead sustainability consultant on behalf of the five counties. We had a team, including some very capable consultants at international level and here in the region as well. Our metric total emissions are 9.9 million metric tons of CO2 equivalent. In contrast to New York City, as you might expect, transportation comprises a larger part of our carbon footprint, given the nature of our region, building energy consumption a little bit less as a total. This is perhaps more comparable to many other regions. Our energy footprint that comes from electricity is lower than many other regions across the country because we have a cleaner grid. We don't use very much coal power here in the region. We rely much more on nuclear power as well as natural gas. Our energy costs are about $2.5 billion, which is about 8% of our gross regional product. And so the idea here is to recapture some of those energy dollars, much of which is exported out of the region, out of the state, so that we can improve economic development opportunities. So in terms of energy, our goal was to improve our energy management by increasing energy efficiency, reducing our load, as well as increasing the use of renewable energy resources, particularly increasing renewable energy generation to 25% by 2030. We're at fairly nominal levels at this point, so that's going to be quite a challenge. Some key statistics for you. 82% of what we produce here in the region comes from nuclear power, and 15% from natural gas. So we have a fairly low carbon footprint. As I mentioned, that makes it challenging because we're already so green to achieve the targets that we'd like to do. One of the things that we do need to face as a region is the age of our energy infrastructure. The average age is 30 years. Some of our nuclear plants, which provide most of the electricity produced in the region, are aging and will come to the end of their licensed terms by the end of our plan, which concludes in 2030. So that, I think, really frames the conversation in the region. What will come online over the next 20 years to replace that nuclear generation? We've really focused on energy efficiency because that is the area where we can achieve the most gains and the most benefits. We really want to target public facilities and major nonprofit institutions in the early phases in order to demonstrate some of these concepts and some of these technologies. Often these property owners have longer time horizons for implementing projects, have a higher threshold in terms of the payback periods that they will tolerate, so I would think that's an important sector to focus on. We looked over the time horizon to see where can we get the most gains. Energy efficiency, including transportation, is the bulk of where we foresee getting our energy reductions and our carbon reductions. So that's not to say that renewable energy is not important. It certainly is. It provides many other co-benefits to the region, economic development, quality of life, and so forth. But energy efficiency is really where we need to be focusing our efforts. What is the potential for renewable energy? Some of you may have seen a recent study that was published by a team led by Stanford University professors, Cornell, UC Davis, was highlighted in the New York Times about the capability of producing all of our electricity needs through wind, solar, and water power. An interesting study looking at what are some of the possibilities, but of course this would require major investments by the public. As part of the state's climate action planning process, they looked at a variety of scenarios on how we might achieve the 80% by 2050 reduction goal. So I just want to talk quickly about some of the projects we've worked on, sort of show the way forward. And again, many of these are public projects. As part of an EPA grant that we received, we've been working with a number of local communities. We chose particularly smaller communities in order to show that many communities of different sizes and profiles can achieve these kinds of measures. So we worked in the town of Preble to retrofit their town hall. It's a 1906 historic two-room schoolhouse building that was in quite disrepair when we first started working with the town. We helped them install new windows. We worked with National Grid to do a lighting upgrade. But the big target was replacing the fuel oil boiler with electric heat pumps that are powered by a 9-kilowatt solar array. So they will be free of fossil fuel combustion on site, which I think is an important measure of fuel switching from fossil fuels to electricity that can be produced by renewable power. And that's an important part of the state's climate action plan strategies. Another project that we're very excited about is in Skaneateles, which is constructing a new village hall. This will be the first municipally owned net zero building in the state, and it was funded through a recent funding opportunity from NYSERDA that we helped the village to put together. It's a very aggressive combination of geothermal as well as solar, but also lots of attention to energy efficiency, LED lighting throughout the building, and so forth. When we thought about the regional sustainability plan, again, we wanted to look at how can we go beyond a building. So we looked at all the different components of the plan and building blocks, so to speak, of what we call scale projects. We were inspired by many examples from across the world, and so we asked them to look at a few different examples of possibilities here in the region, one of which is the Syracuse Inner Harbor Project, a $350 million mixed-use project on the southern shore of Onondaga Lake. It's got a satellite campus of OCC, a 100-room hotel, some housing, retail, and office space. At first, we thought, well, it would be interesting to look at combined heat and power to provide a district energy system. We asked them to look at that. What we found was the size, the scope of the project really wasn't sufficient to make CHP work cost-effectively. So in turn, they looked at solar hot water heating through a district energy system. It cost about $2 million to install over the cost of traditional heating technology per building, but it would provide a benefit over that life cycle. So this is a good example of an energy investment by the state that could make a key difference and demonstrate this sort of concept here in the region.